Don't forget that many past editions of the essay are available to listen to or download by going to the Radio 3 website.
The countdown to the BBC Proms has begun. It's just 2 months until the world's biggest music festival. From Daniel Barenboim to Sir Simon Rattle, Alison Balsam to Joshua Bell, we've got the greatest artists, composers and ensembles from around the globe in a two-month celebration of music. Every single concert will be broadcast live here on BBC Radio 3, but you can also join us in the Royal Albert Hall. Tickets are now available to buy. To find out how you can be there, go to the Radio 3 website. The BBC Proms, the world's greatest music festival, beginning on the 18th of July.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. Time for World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thanks a lot. And we're here in Studio 80A, just finished setting up for our live guests here on World on 3 tonight. Welcome to the show. We have lots lined up for you as ever, with Commonwealth Roaming taking us to both sides of the African continent and new releases from the fragrant Cara Dillon and one of my favourite voices in English folk, Sam Lee. But since they're ready to rock and roll, let's hear first from our guests playing live for us in the studio from Niger, the last master of the five-stringed harp, the biram, and accompanied tonight by Umaru Adamu. This is Maman Barka with a song very much associated with the nomadic fishermen of Lake Chad, for whom the biram is such a special instrument. This is Buni.
Kalanjoli kalantayo, Maria Bonenjo, the Kalanjuri Kalantayo, O Baraka Bonini, the Kalanjuri Kalantayo, Lala Bonitayo, Lala Kalantayo, Lala Bonitayo, Lala Kalantayo, Lala Bonitayo, Lala Kalantayo, Unbe Bonenjo, the Kalanjuri Kalantayo.
What a great start to the show. Thanks so much to Maman Barka and Umaru Adamu. And we'll find out more about the connections between Biram and Lake Chad a little later on. More to come from them here on World on 3 tonight. But on with some new releases just now. And first off, a pair of songs with a connection on the face of it, although, as it turns out, not. First of all, Strabane, not so very far away from Cara Dillon's hometown of Dungiven in County Derry, and it's the setting for a very popular love song that appears on her new album, A Thousand Hearts, a young sailor smitten by the beauty of Muir Loch Mary.
The first time I met Muir Loch Mary, 'twas in a market of sweet Strabane. Her keen glances were so engaging, the hearts of young men she did trepan. Her killing glances bereft my senses of peace or comfort either night or day. And in silent slumber I start to murmur, oh Muir Loch Mary, won't you come away? Now were I a man of great education, her errands I lack my own command. I would lay my head on your snowy bosom, in perfect bands of love would join your hand. I would entertain you both night and morning, with robes I'd take of you both fine and gay. And with kisses sweet I would embrace you,
And do you see love yon flock of sheep? 100 must I own, but 2 or 3. And I'll grant them all to my Mauch Maggie, if she can consents for to gang with me. To give consent, love, I dare not give, to herd your sheep high on yon heathery hill. And I'll grant them all to my more. If she consents for to gang with me, and is he lie on herd of cows, 100 must I own, but 2 or 3, and I'll grant. My Mauch Maggie, if she consents for to gang with me, to give consent, love, I dare not give, to hide your sheep and your cows high on yon head. I'll grant them all to my Mauch Maggie, if she consents for to gang with me. Ships at sea, 100 must I own, but 2 or 3, and I'll grant them all to my Mauch Maggie, if she consents for to gang with me, to give consent, love, I dare not give, to herd your sheep and your cows high on yon heathery hill, and I'll grant them all to my Mauch Maggie, if she consents for gang with me, if she consents for to gang with me. Thank you.
from Moorloch Mary to Maggie, although the latter is highly unlikely to have much to do with Strabane, I have to say. It was sung originally as Moorlove Muggy by Stanley Robertson, the great traveller singer to whom Sam Lee apprenticed himself for 4 years. And it's this version that inspires Sam's reinterpretation of the song, accompanied in typically and gloriously unconventional style on his new and friends EP, More for to Rise. Sam's out on tour at the moment, and you can still catch him at the Knockingorroch World Ceilidh in Galloway this Sunday and at the Hay Festival in Hay-on-Wye on Tuesday.
Welcome to the Woodstock of the literary world.
As part of the BBC's coverage of the 2014 Hay Festival, Radio 3 presents a week of special live programmes from Wales. In Free Thinking at 10 o'clock on Wednesday evening, Rana Mitter will be joined by PJ O'Rourke. And on Friday night at 10,
The Verb is here at Hay, so let's get our flag unfurled.
Join Ian McMillan for The Verb's Cabaret of the Word,
with guests including songwriter Emmy the Great and the poet Tishani Doshi.
Radio 3 at Hay, starting with In Tune on Tuesday afternoon at 4:30.
Expect the usual In Tune A-list, people like William Dalrymple, Ruby Wax, Sebastian Faulks and Sam Lee, and you won't be disappointed.
The BBC at Hay Festival 2014.
Radio 3 at Hay-on-Wye, and as Sean said, Sam Lee joining him on In Tune before Sam's own gig at the festival on Tuesday. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 live on BBC Radio 3. And my guests tonight are Maman Barka from Niger, accompanied by Umaru Adamu on vocals and percussion. We'll hear shortly from Maman about his instrument, the biram, and his role in preserving its heritage. And maybe also we'll find out the significance of this next title as well. Chirim, Unfinished.
Chirim chirigana, ambwe gwaniyadi.
Maman Barka and Umaru Adamu from Niger on biram and percussion, and a real rarity, the biram, even back home, as I hope Maman will be explaining as he joins me. It's a very delicate looking thing, quite a big harp-like instrument, but quite delicate, so very carefully laying it down as he joins me on this side of the studio. Maman, first of all, tell me about Chirim. What is unfinished in this song?
Yeah, thank you very much. But perhaps I'm sorry because my English is not very good. Chidim, this song means if you begin to do something, you have to finish it. If you don't finish the thing, it is Chidim. That is a very great philosophy in the music of biram. If you have a project and you, it is a little difficult for you to continue and you stop, that is chidim, it is bad.
Now, Maman, you have played an important role in making sure that the music of the biram does continue.
Yeah.
That there's an unfinished element that it carries on. Why did you choose to pick up this particular instrument?
I don't choose, but it is the situation imposed to me to go to be initiated, because it is a very highly sacred instrument. It is not, we don't talk about teaching, but initiating. I meet my old master the first time in 1998, and 4 years after, in 2002, I go back to him because he is the only one in my country who plays this instrument. And I see that if he die, he will die with this instrument and all the culture and of this instrument. So I mind that it is not good for me to, as a musician who is very interested for our culture, especially traditional music, I see that it is not good to let this instrument die with the old man. So I decided in 2002 to go to meet him and ask him if it is possible to teach me. He said, not teaching, but initiating. And it takes me, this initiation takes me 45 days in the shores of the Lake Chad in the bottom east of Niger.
And this is why the first song that you sang at the beginning of the programme, why it has a particular connection with the biram, the fish song.
This song is Buni. Buni means fish. You know, the people who live in the shores of the lake are called Buduma people. And the Buduma people are fishermen. And the history of this instrument, the biram, is that there is a very big spirit to whom belongs this instrument. And this spirit lives in the lake. So The spirit teach to the first old master of Biram 12 sacred songs. And between those 12 sacred songs, there is a song especially for the fish, because fish is very important for the Biruma people, because it is their life. If they need money, they go in the lake, they catch a fish, they sell the fish at the market, they get a lot of money, and they can buy what they need with their money. If the money finish, they go back in the lake. And so fish is their life. And that is why the spirit, between the 12 sacred songs that he teach to the old first old master of Biram, he teaches him the song, especially of the fish. Because you see now, if there is fish in the lake, even the young Buduma people doesn't go anywhere to search money in another country or somewhere. If they need money, they go in the lake and catch fish.
What they need is there for them.
Yeah, and that is why fish is important, and that is the song, Buni, of the fish.
Well, we're very pleased that yourself and Umaru are with us here in session tonight. And we're going to have another song from you just now, which is Bulanga.
Yeah.
Tell me just very quickly
about Bulanga is like the spirit of the lake. Sometimes he visits the people of the environment of the lake. And if he visits those people, he visits the at night, late at night. And the people who are sleeping, they hear this song, Bulanga. And in this song, the spirit play Biram, because the first Biram belongs to the spirit. He plays Biram for the people while they are sleeping late at night for a lot of centuries. So that sometimes the spirit visit those people and he go with his Biram and he is singing this song, Bulanga. And in this song, the spirit talk about himself and all the goodness that he is doing for those people, because he is a very good spirit. This spirit, he is not bad. He's good because he plays them. He plays music at night for the people, and he protects the people and the fish and all the environment of the lake. So he's a very good spirit. So he talks about himself.
Wonderful.
I am good. I am the spirit Kargila who protects those people, and I don't let any bad thing touch them like this. Yeah.
Well, we'll let yourself and Umaru get set up there, back over amongst the instruments. And for tonight, I think Maman is embodying this spirit, perfect music for this time of night. Maman and Umaru from Niger playing the music of the sacred instrument, the Biram, and some fabulous drums as well, not just hands but feet involved in the playing of this one. And as they said, this next song, Bulanga.
Galango kirguya mayeduki Fandiya membi wando like mana yagaki Teram wame gwanjo like jana yagaki Oneki kuroro gakya makile waroya Mala kuli fanjona bulangaro deki
bandi gero ay fanjo na bulangar diki. Alaya dama kolimbe bulangar diki. Madai madaram fanjo na bulangar diki. Kire zumbuki ya gonu jambu ya managare wai kulira melambo bodo bulama ya gaki. Salai kulja farkilan ya rubeji
so much to Maman Barka and Umaru Adamu. That was the song Bulanga, and more from the duo later on in tonight's Live World on 3. So we have the challenge of touring round the whole of the Commonwealth in the run-up to the Games in Glasgow this summer, and you really can tell now in the city that something special is building up, even after sad news like today's awful fire in the School of Art. Here on World on 3, we're rising to the Commonwealth Touring Challenge with a series of features from the different countries and some classic heritage tracks as well, introduced by artists and sporting hopefuls from each of the countries. Tonight's heritage track takes us to Nigeria, a real musical powerhouse, of course, as the birthplace of Afrobeat. It's also, though, where Regina George's father hails from. And although she's a Chicago gal, Regina will be running for Nigeria this summer. An opportunity, as we'll hear as well, that let her visit her father's home for the first time ever.
Eddie Okotan is really like my dad's uncle, and we call him Uncle. He's like the Nigerian's Louis Armstrong. My name is Regina George. I'm from Chicago. I'm born in Chicago, but I represent Nigeria because of my father. He's actually born in Nigeria and been raised there before coming to the States. London 2012, that was an experience for me. I wasn't expecting to be there, but it made me look at everyone that was top in the world, and I'm competing with everyone, and it made it fun, and it made it more motivated for me to do good and to do better for my next years. I was nervous, but then it made me less nervous coming to a stage again. If I would compete again, I'm less nervous now. So I feel like the Olympics made a big impact in how I compete. I ran 50.8 last year. In Russia, it was a big event for me at Worlds. I just missed the final. And I just feel I have much more to give. My target for Commonwealth in 400 is to dip under 50. That makes me a medal competitor. Like, anybody can get the goal. It's anybody's. Competing for Nigeria in the Olympics was one thing. I loved it. I've always wanted to do it since I've never been to Nigeria to see my family. And going to Nigeria for the trials was amazing. Getting to meet my grandmother for the first time, getting to meet my uncles and my aunties and my cousins, it was an experience that I will never forget. And just to see their faces light up when they see me, it was a lot of tears of happiness, and I will never regret that. I do listen to music from Nigeria. It's one music. It's my dad's cousin, actually, Eddie Okotan. That's my dad's cousin, but since he's older, it's really like my dad's uncle, and we call him Uncle. He's a trumpet player, very well one, too. He's like Nigerian's Louis Armstrong. He will be one of my many songs that I listen to before running the 400. He will be in my playlist, warming up. I really love the song Sweet Cherry because growing up in Chicago, I listened to a lot of R&B songs even before warming up. Like, I listened to R&B and everybody's like, why you listen to R&B? How can you pump up for R&B? You know, that's the music I like. But Eddie Okotan, he has the song Sweet Cherry, and it's like an R&B song, but the tempo in the background is fast enough tempo where you can pump yourself up and have an R&B flow to it. And I feel like that song is amazing. The fact that I have the opportunity to run the Commonwealth, I'm blessed. And then I take meet as is another meet, take it one meet at a time, especially after the Olympics, after being in the biggest stage of the world. I take every track meet as one track meet at a time. I don't try to make it nerve-wracking for me. So I feel like now I'm going to be competing with a lot of great athletes, and it's going to come down to who wants it more. And I would love to get a medal at the Commonwealth Games. Cherry go.
Uncle Eddie Okonta and Sweet Sherry there, our heritage track from Nigeria. Good luck to Regina George in Glasgow this summer. And you can listen to Eddie's Sweet Sherry again online, along with all the Commonwealth connections. Just head for the Radio 3 website and follow the links. The Commonwealth connections carry on a little later with a trip to Kenya. And there's more too from our session guests, Maman Barka and Umaru Adamu. And amongst the latest releases to reach us on World on 3 here, is Si Vita Si, a gentle, elegant take on the vocal traditions of Corsica from the male vocal quartet Barbara Fortuna. Here they are with I Verani.
Se firma di la mente e lo do. Fide, pronta lampa leso vide, per un sogno non sciu disperà. Quando un basta parola, quando si muove la vola, quando l'ora è suonata va. Sole soltanto l'offesi ornia rinchina e lo che parole divese notta scongiura disfatte nazione l'imperie non può parà disfatte 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 cascade le so muraglia a svegliate e campagne ci da rizzate e soie volontà ci ha reso.
Gloria. and a smoke of coal. Mother's tears running in your soul. Mother's tears running in your soul. Cold seas running in your heart. Hard sounds running in your blood. Pride, hunger rules the rich divide. Red is the blood and black the hull. Mother's tears running in your soul. Mother's tears running in your soul.
From Corsica and a quartet much inspired by the sacred music of their own island, we headed from there to Lithuania and a collaboration between Linas Rimsa and the Russian folk ensemble Aranushka, an album on Ark music that harks back to the traditions of the Old Faith, the Russian Orthodox Church, nearly 400 years ago. Not quite so sure about the production there, but I do love the voice. And last up, another glorious voice, Nancy Kerr, well known as a fab live folk duo with husband James Fagan. And also, if you're my vintage, you'll be terribly impressed that she's also the daughter of the voices of Bagpuss. But that particular song comes from her debut solo album, a collection of her own songs. She'll be touring Sweet Visitor towards the end of the year. But the duo gigs through the summer also include the Festival at the Edge in July in Much Wenlock and Towersey in August. This is World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, where my guests tonight here in the studio are Maman Barka, biram player, and percussionist Umaru Adamu from Niger. And we're going to have one more song from them. Maman, before you play it, will you just tell us a little about Kyoto?
Kyoto is means gift. It is a gift. There is a good kind to do a gift, and there is a bad kind to do a gift. So we think the best kind to do a gift by smiling with emotions. Yeah, that is a good gift.
Kyoto. Thank you. Fantastic drum solo amongst all the rest there from Umaru. Thanks so much to Maman Barka and Umaru Adamu for tonight's gift of a session. Lopa Kotari is with you next week here on World on 3 when she'll be joined by the brassy Belgians Jean Toujours in session. Like Chiva Gantiva, who were with me a few weeks ago, they're a very good reflection of the musically open-minded hodgepodge of their hometown Brussels. And the current album shows this to good effect with guest appearances from the Gangbe Brass Band and crar player Samson Okobo, amongst others. So, to tee up that session next week, something from that new album, Roots. This is Ciel Orange.
Sous un ciel orange, la fin d'une journée, la vie peut être étrange si tu regardes de l'autre côté. Pour savoir comment passer du A au B de Do à Ré, au bout de chaque histoire, il faut oser recommencer. Un ciel orange, la fin d'une journée, la vie peut être étrange si tu regardes de l'autre côté.
a headlong culture clash that really works, I think. Mauritanian singer Noura Mentsemali and husband Jesh Ould Shigali on guitar with Egetmar, the song of two men meeting in a foreign land and sharing their feelings of homesickness. It's the opening song from her new album Tseni, a great title. It means an orbit, the natural progress of things, but it also refers to a whirling dance often performed by Moorish griot, the hereditary musicians of which her own family is a highly regarded dynasty. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and the Commonwealth Connections in our run-up to the Games continue with a journey to Kenya and a visit to the African Heritage House, home to the rather reclusive Alan Donovan, who's amassed one of the finest art collections in the continent there. There, producer Lindsay Pell met Ayub Ogada, a Niatiti or lyre player, and also the Sega Sega band, who travelled over 7 hours on the bus to play their Benga music, which is at the heart of Kenya's modern popular music, both from the Luo people that US President Obama is famously connected to.
This is a very interesting acquisition. So you see, this cow skin here is most probably 300 years old. It's never been changed. All I've changed is the strapping. But I think the bells were made first, and then the hide came after. But to the, whoever the blacksmith was, I'll give you an example. This is the base one. This is a cow skin. It takes one cow to make one Nyatiti. And the skin comes from the back of the neck. This is fig tree, men. This is eucalyptus. And this is either banana fiber or a reed from the river. This is papyrus, these two. This is a tree called podo, which is a softwood. And this is, of course, beeswax, mixed with ash to make it black. It's absolutely ingenious. Yeah. As soon as I discovered this instrument, I fell in love. When I want to play music, I pick this one up. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. The first song I think I'm going to do is Dala, which means home in Kijaluo. Translation means home, Dala. My stage name is Ayub Ogada. My family name is Job Seda. Now, Job and Ayub are the same names. When you read the Bible, you read the book of Ayub, the book of Job. That is me.
I'm a chill to go to Chumana Candy. Are you to wear a good chocolate, man? I did to wear a good yarn, my boy. I went to wear a good chocolate, I went to wear a good chocolate, I went to a rookie chocolate. Chung mana kende, are you to hear ki chaku no mana mia? A day to hear ki yau no the autumn bye bye. I went to hear ki chodo wo yero wo makoyo. I went to hear ki yero wo makoyo.
Nyatiti means daughter of the clan. She's female. It's a female instrument. It means daughter of the clan. It's made from cowhide. It takes one cow to make a nyatiti. The skin is only taken from the back of the neck of the cow. That's the skin. The back, the bowl, the sound, the resonance comes from fig tree. This is made from fig tree. The arms and the head, that's eucalyptus. Now up here with the strings, what we do is we use banana fiber or like papyrus fiber. So it depends on which area you come from in Kisumu. Now the strings all have names. These four, they're called the women, mon. These are called the women. Those four strings. This one is called Mbang Bang. That one is called Mbang Bang. And this is the sister of Mbang Bang, the bass string. Now we come to the only male part of the instrument, which is the soprano, the highest string in the room. This is called Titi. And this one, yes, it's called Thuan, the cockerel. The top string is called the cockerel. So those are the names of the strings. And when you play the instrument, it speaks its name. Nyatiti, Nyatiti, and Nyatiti, it praises itself. So let's say. So it's like this, the instrument actually praises itself. And the instrument is used for funerals, births, or just regular enjoyment. And people come and ask you, they come and give you their name, their family name, and then you sing to praise them. And they'll pay you for this. This is how most traditional Nyatiti players earn their living. So Nyatiti player's job is to praise.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hero when they walk here. On digger low, I am a man. Hero nagging, nagging, talking, nagging, get what from on a lip to chin there. kranela wai mama nagi uru ero nagi nagin togi nagin girwa kumana lip jochine na 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 baba na 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 we na 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 baba na 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 we mama konya yo yo baba ero to konya mama ero konya
People live in Western Kenya, around Lake Victoria. That's where they have been for many years now. And they are very musical, actually. Like the main instrument is the nyatiti, which is almost like a lyre. It's like an eight-stringed instrument, which has been made international by musicians like Ayub Ogada. And then this, we also have the one-stringed instrument known as the orotu. Those are the two main basic Luo instruments. And of course, also the drums. They call them bunde, or sometimes they're called ohangla. So actually, it's the drums, the fiddle-like instrument, the orotu, and the lyre instrument known as the nyatiti. Those are the basic instruments of the Luo. And because of when the soldiers came from the Second World War, they stopped playing those traditional instruments. Instead, they adapted the guitar and interpreted the same nyatiti and the rudu sounds.
Sasa ni mwaka moja sio ni rafiki yangu lazima nipate pesa niende Nairobi Sasa ni mwaka moja sio ni rafiki yangu lazima nipate pesa niende Nairobi Moja siyo ni rafiki yangu lazima nipate pesa nione babo tonglo Walala ni mwaka moja siyo ni rafiki yangu lazima nipate pesa nione babo tonglo
Well, if you are to say Benga music within Kenya, most people will understand it as the music of the people, because that's the music that is listened to and played by all sections of Kenya, regardless of region, tribe, ethnic group, or whatever. Benga is played from Western Kenya to Central Kenya, the Rift Valley, and Eastern Kenya.
Si wageni ni familia ke mabibi zake na watu
Sega Sega, the band leader is called Osumbarateng. Osumbarateng used to live in Nairobi in the 60s and 70s, and actually he was a session musician. So he played the benga guitar, the lead guitar, which is very unique to benga, the way it is played, because it mimics the sound of the singer. And Osumbarateng was one of the best guitar players for that genre of music. And he was able to play for all benga musicians of the 70s. And that kind of brought a nice uniform sound of benga, whether it was played by the Luos, the Luo people, or the Kikuyu people, or the Kamba people, and even the Kalenjin, because those are the people actually who really play benga. And Osumba used to act as a session musician for all of them. So his sound was really big. So he was really big in creating the benga sound in East Africa. Is very close to the rumba, beat. And I'm talking about the Congolese rumba, which of course you know the story of the Congolese rumba and the Cuban rumba. We don't know what came before, though. You see the chicken and the egg, because everybody claims they borrowed from each other. But the point is that benga is very close to rumba, but it's much faster. And then the lead, as I said earlier on, always mimics the vocalist, the lead vocalist. For example, if a vocalist was saying, then the lead would go, that's how it always goes. And that makes it very different from the Congolese rumba.
Budget iko high, vyakula vimepanda, vyakula vimepanda.
Tongo kulingana na maisha vile ilikuwa in 1983 ndio nikakompose hiyo.
He composed the song in 1983, Babu Tonglo. Actually, the first time he wrote it in the Luo, his native language. Then he translated it later to Swahili to have a wider audience, wider reach. The song talks about what was happening in Kenya in 1983. There's very high inflation, so people could not afford to buy stuff. Day-to-day stuff like food and the like, and clothing, paying for their shelter. So he composed the song. Actually, when he was composing the song, he was doing his own budget in the house. Then it inspired him to write the song. So he wrote it, and then when he redid the song in Swahili, it got very massive airplay. And the government of the day didn't like it. So he was actually someone is arrested, and he was taken to the president, someone in front of the president. And he had to explain to the president why he wrote that song.
Lakini siku hima direct. Yeah.
Ogwanjo ya ore. Osu subarate. Ya sega kuna wa. Ondiego no.
Sasa wakati walikuwa wana interview, president akasikia vile nilisema, nilikuwa napanga budget ya nyumba yangu, wakaniachilia.
Yeah, so he told the president, actually, he wrote the song while doing his own budget in the house. So that's what inspired him to write that song. So then, after that, they let him go.
A song that made its way all the way to the Kenyan president's ears. The Sega Sega Band from Kenya, rounding off tonight's Commonwealth Connections. And remember, you can download all the connections from the world on 3 Pages online. And it's also worth checking out producer Lindsay Pell's blog from Kenya, just, if nothing else, to see the amazing African Heritage House where the recordings were made. It really is beautiful. Next week, we're headed for one of my favourite places on earth, just about the best country anywhere to be a Scot with all the Commonwealth connections there. We'll be in New Zealand and hearing from the Maori a cappella group, Wiritu'aka, singing here on the shores of Te Tahi Bay in North Island. This is a Matariki, a song for the seven sisters, or Pleiades, whose appearance in the heavens heralds the Maori New Year.
Matariki te timatanga, Matariki nono mata, Matariki kahurangi, ana e te iwi i runga a te pō. E kite a amatariki te taua te tau hou Māori ngā wawata. Matarehu te rapapo, matarehu te mahara, awe, matariki e, matareke reke te upoko, mataruku ruku te tinana, awe, matariki e. Te rangi e tu I honei,
tui a te papa e takoto nei. Hine ruhe te wahine, nana te ataha para I tu.
Kei runga puanga e. Matariki, karia e matariki, awe, matariki e, a kaite a te korowa e kinga, uka uka petu, tohunga, tohunga, awe, matariki e.
Love falls gently from the sky in bundles so, so sweet. Money lurks inside the soil pressed beneath our feet. Why dig up that wily stuff when all is spread to do? Sully all the pretty boys and girls that love me too. Foiled again will be my plan to live in peace with you. And if the coin were to emerge and slyly oversee, when showers come of bundled goods from Cupid's tender tree, surely twist those precious goods into a shivering trance, and round and round with wicked tricks the lovers he would dance. Dance me round, she cried to him, I'll waltz you till you love me. plunge into the ground, digging for their gold. Cold and rotten roots engulfed, the drugs they seek, I'm told. Once the coin is in clear sight, their love is sick with illusions. Safety driven by the shadow trance, holding their sweet confusions. Love has no place in a dreary world, obsessed with shiny things, just unfantastic happenings, not approved by Cupid's rings. Follow me to a place so free of all these impish deeds, from glen to glen to city bend, from folly we will flee.
So that is what erstwhile NASA researchers get up to solo. Or this one anyway. Josie Adams, formerly of the American indie folkies The Low Anthem. She's now part of a new project, Arc Iris, and that's their current single, Money Gnomes. They're back in the UK for a couple of festival dates at the end of August. Moseley Folk Festival and the Garden Stage in Dorset. Now, the Batuku rhythms of Cape Verde are at the heart of Cheka's music, and he's just one of a whole host of island musicians showcased in a compilation from the Portuguese language label Luz Africa. It's called Olá Cabo Verde. This is great stuff, full of energy. Jan Cray Bejabu.
Forte e bonita, oi amor, custa já nota, oi amor, custa bonita. E vou nhanhá, forte e bonita, oi amor, custa já nota, oi amor, custa bonita. Queda bonusa, juzente, queda, fica canhota. Queda bonusa, juzente, queda, fica canhota. E vou menina, forte e bonita, oi amor, custa já nota, oi amor, custa bonita. E bora! Que beijava
Cada bun musa juzen together, ska kanyota. Cada bun musa juzen together. Ebo nyanya. Ebo mina forte gostosa. Oi a muxta bonita. Oi a muxta janota. Pamo que tenda um beijo. Ebo mina forte gostosa. Oi a muxta bonita. Oi a muxta janota.
Ei!
Chiriri na na.
Meu amor, diz-me o teu nome. Nome que desaprendi. Meu amor, diz-me o teu nome. Nome que desaprendi. Diz-me apenas o teu nome, nada mais quero de ti. Diz-me apenas o teu nome, nada mais quero de ti. Diz-me apenas se em teus olhos minhas lágrimas não vi. Diz-me apenas se em teus olhos minhas lágrimas não vi. Se era noite nos teus olhos, só
porque passei por ti. Se era noite nos teus olhos, só porque passei por ti. Depois calaram-se os versos, versos que desaprendi. Depois calaram-se os versos, versos que desaprendi. E nasceram outros versos que me afastaram de ti. E nasceram outros versos que me afastaram de ti. Meu amor, diz-me o teu nome, alume ao meu ouvido. Meu amor, diz-me o teu nome, alume ao meu ouvido. Antes que eu rasgue estes versos, como quem rasga um vestido. Antes que eu rasgue estes versos, como quem rasga um vestido.
Thank you.
Arabic percussionist Guy Shalom and his Baladi Blues Ensemble, reworked through Trans Global Underground's Remix Imagination, Ranit Kolkali from Baladi Blues Reloaded. Before that, another husband and wife combination, fado singer Rodrigo Costa Felix and his Portuguese guitarist, other half Marta Pereira da Costa. Next, one of my all-time classics, multi-instrumentalist and producer Martin Bennett's Grit, his final release before an untimely death from cancer. The re-release on Real World coincides with a major new theatrical production launching this week at the Tramway in Glasgow, celebrating his life and music. Go see it if you can. A man who definitely lived life according to the philosophy of this track title, Nae Regrets.
I'll no fight with my cranny nae mare. I'll no fight with my cranny nae mare. She scalps my fist and she prunes all my hair. And I'll no fight with my cranny nae mare. I'll walk into my mother a wall. I'll walk into my mother. She keeps a wee shop at the top of the hall, and she sells a wee drappy at sixpence a shawl.
No!
Martin Bennett, Nae Regrets, and Nae Mair from me either tonight. Thanks to my man and Umaru for the session, Andy James Michael and producer James Parkin in the studio tonight. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and my final offering takes us back to Dungiven for one more from Cara Dillon's Thousand Hearts. Good night.
No.
This is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, a very warm welcome from me, Katriana Young, and we start by following the story of two 9th century Byzantine brothers, St Cyril and St Methodius, who were celebrated in an oratorio by the Croatian composer Božidar Širula. The two saints were credited not only with spreading Christianity among the Slavs, but bringing literacy to them as well, St Cyril being the root, as it were, of Cyrillic script. The piece is in four main parts. A narrator links the adventures, which end with the death of St Cyril in Rome. Before that, they spend Christmas among the Slavs. They also travel to Byzantium, and the work opens after an introduction and a prayer in the city of Thessalonica.
U samoći manastira sastali se monasi da hvale i slave one
koje narodi slavenski časte i nazivaju Sveta braća Ćirili Metodije, apostoli slavenski.
U ime Oca i Sina i Duha Svetoga, počinje spomen života slavnih učitelja naših, apostola slavenskih, svete braće, čirili.